Petula joins us again with the business.
Thanks, Rachel. The Irish economy continues to perform ahead of expectations, fuelled by robust growth in consumer spending, a strong FDI sector and healthy government finances. Minister for Public Expenditure Pascal Donoghue will be on the programme later to discuss the mid-year expenditure report. But before that, let's get the view of Dermot O'Leary, Chief Economist with stockbroker Goodbody. You're upping your forecast for modified domestic demand for this year to 2.6% from 0.7%. That's a big jump. Is the domestic economy doing that well? What's behind the forecast?
Well, the context, I suppose, if we look back at the start of the year, was that we were facing into certain vulnerabilities in the Irish economy. One was from international developments. There was a view that there would be rolling recessions in our important trading partners. That hasn't been the case. There are still vulnerabilities, but it hasn't been the case in the first half of the year. The second one was around households and how they will deal with very high inflation. The evidence to date is that households in aggregate are dealing with that pretty well. So in terms of the upgrade to forecasts, there's really the better international picture. There's a better investment spending that is happening in the Irish economy. That's, we think, has got to do with data centres and the international part of the Irish economy. And then the third thing is consumer. Consumer spending has continued to grow. And that's been the driver, really, of this upgrade to forecasts to 2.6% for modified domestic demand.
Before we look at the country's finances, how are household finances holding up?
In aggregate, well. So we have a situation where the labour market is as tight as it's ever been, 3.8% unemployment rate, employment growth running at around 4%, wage earnings growth running at around 4%. So all of those combined gives you a situation where disposable incomes are growing at a healthy rate in a European context. When you look at the savings behaviour, there is some evidence of a normalisation of savings. You know, beyond the pandemic period of savings ratios of above 20%, it came down to about 14% in the first quarter of the year. But that doesn't suggest that households are dipping into their, what we call their war chest that was built up over the pandemic period. That's still there, and that's there as a support as we go over the next year or so.
We're seeing an embarrassment of riches in the country's finances. To quote your own report, you support a proposed new capital spending stabilisation fund. Why?
Well, look, the public finance has been the story of 2023 for the Irish economy. We call it an embarrassment of riches. It is vulnerable and people know all about those issues around corporation tax. I think to give the government credit in relation to what has been done, we have talked about this for the last 4 years, and yes, the corporation tax revenues continue to come in well ahead of expectations. What's been happening over the last couple of months is more transparency about the scale of that, and then policy in terms of what can be done with it. There has been talk about this sovereign wealth fund, which in general I think is a good idea, but I think we do have a, let's call it a rainy day in relation to the shortages on capital infrastructure. Let's face it, we have a very checkered history in terms of capital spending. There's a boom and bust episode. If we can introduce any policies that stabilise capital spending to ensure that we have the energy infrastructure and the housing infrastructure, that will have medium-term positive implications for the Irish economy.
Very briefly, should a large portion of capital spending be on housing?
Absolutely. We are way behind the rest of Europe in terms of this, and we have one of the fastest growing populations in Europe as well. We've seen reports this morning around affordability. I think an increasing proportion and a stable proportion of spending on housing is necessary over the medium term.
Dermot O'Leary, Chief Economist with Goodbody, thank you for coming on the programme this morning.